Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're previewing the 2018 Motherlode Roundup, which is coming up this year, May 12th and the 13th. Of course, that's Mother's Day weekend. Joined in studio by members of the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse, we have the Captain, Steve Oliveira, Rodeo Mentor, Ty Wivel, also the General Chairman, Al O'Brien, and Dan Dernal, who is the Rodeo General Chair. And continuing on with the conversation, I know there's going to be some special honors this year, and I'll start first. Al O'Brien, what can you tell us about the Top Hand this year?
Yeah, the Top Hand Award this year was, we presented it to Kelly Robinson from Sonora Ford Subaru. And we did that because Kelly has stayed strong with us as a sponsor in the face of PRC contractual guidelines that we recognize Dodge as the principal truck sponsor. Kelly has stayed with us and continued to sponsor where on a couple of off years because of issues with our PRCA contract. We had to bring Dodge trucks in. So we felt like we wanted to just say thank you to Kelly for hanging in there. As everybody knows, too, Sonora Ford is a big supporter of and an active supporter of all the nonprofit effort in Tuolumne County. So we felt that that business and Kelly Robinson as an individual, we should recognize. The next honor really is the Mother of the Year. And we're real excited this year to, I'm going to let our Captain Steve Oliveira talk about his mother.
Thanks, Al. I'm very happy and honored to announce that my mother, Marianne Oliveira, is the Mother of the Year. She is honored and elated, and I'm very excited, not only for her, but for everybody to get a chance to meet her during the roundup. She's a great lady, and I'm really happy to have her as Mother of the Year.
Yeah, that's great. Send her our congratulations as well.
Thank you. I will.
And then Ty Wivel, you know, tell us about the Grand Marshal this year, because I know he's in this room.
Yeah, he is. He finally got old enough to become the Grand Marshal, it's obviously our General Chairman, Al O'Brien. He's done a lot of work for us for a lot of years, over 20 years, and he deserves doing it, even though he's not old enough to be Grand Marshal. I ought to put him in a little wagon, and, you know, one of those hand wagons. Kids. No, but he deserves it. He's worked hard. He's been General Chairman of the Roundup for several years and multiple times, I'll put it that way. And it's time, even though he's, you know, only 10. No. How old will you be, Al? That's what I thought. He doesn't know. Anyway, I'm proud to have him as our Grand Marshal of the parade and the rodeo, the roundup. It's time.
Very well deserved, Al. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That. And then also, Steve Oliveira, I'd like to ask you a little bit about the Queen competition. What can you tell us about the Queen candidates this year?
Well, our reigning Motherlode Roundup Queen is Mary McKenzie Seuss, and our reigning junior Roundup Queen is Caitlin Rumsey. Mary will be handing over her title to one of four contestants this year, and they are Rochelle Snitchler, Victoria Smith, Tommy Cover, and Samantha Smith. As I mentioned, Mary will be handing over her crown to one of those four young ladies. And Caitlin will be handing over her crown to Opal Calhoun, who is our junior Motherlode Roundup Queen contestant. A couple of significant events that lead up to that crowning is the Queen Horsemanship, which takes place on May 5th. 10 a.m. at the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse grounds, and the public is invited and encouraged to attend that and watch these girls show off some of their horsemanship skills. It's quite impressive. It's a great group of young ladies, and I've had the pleasure and the honor to get to know Mary and Caitlin over the last year as captain, traveling to various events with them, and just a couple of wonderful young ladies. They've represented Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse and the Motherlode Roundup quite well. I've had occasion to get to know all the contestants, this year's contestants, over the last 7-8 weeks, all of them are very well suited to step up and take over the crown. The the crowning of the new Motherlode Roundup Queen will take place at our Queen coronation, and that is on Sunday, May 6th at 6 p.m. at the Sonora Opera Hall. And again, the public is definitely invited and encouraged to come and attend that event, which is a culmination of, I say it's a culmination of 8 hard weeks of work for these young ladies, but for all these young ladies that I've talked to that run for Queen, it usually starts when they're about 4 or 5 years old and they see the queens riding down the street in the parade, and that's when they decide that they want to be the Motherlode Roundup Queen. So this is kind of a dream come true event for them.
Yeah, always a great group of ladies that are vying for that crown each year.
Absolutely.
You know, we've gotten about halfway through the show and we haven't even talked about this year's rodeo, which is, of course, the highlight of the roundup. Dan Dernal is with us, the rodeo general chair. What can you tell us about what's on tap with the rodeo this year, Dan?
Well, we're slated to put on another great PRCA-sanctioned professional rodeo on the 12th and 13th. We have all of our contract personnel in place that have proven to be very entertaining here over the past years. Bridwell Pro Rodeo will be our contractor again. You probably recognize it, there's been a kind of a transaction from Grounie Brothers to Bridwell Pro Rodeos. Tim is doing a really good job of that. Our announcers again this year are going to be Jody Carper, and we're going to have Coy Huffman also. He also puts on a nice church service on Sunday. Our barrelman clown, we decided to bring back J.J. Harrison, who we had last year. Rave review from people around. They said, hey, bring that guy back. He's very entertaining, and he seems to put the extra effort in, so we're pretty happy with J.J. Pickup man, we anticipate with Matt Twitchell and Bob Marriott, who has been our pickup man here for the last several years. Both of them have been to the NFR recently in the last few years selected. Our bullfighters are going to be Eric Layton and Rick Moffitt again. We're also going to have Amanda Hopp, who is our reigning Miss California Rodeo, show up and go through all of our events with us and whatnot. And just she's a lot of fun to have around. All the girls and young girls coming up that have their eye on becoming a queen, they all flock to her, and she's just very it's always a great thing to have them. We're going to have our same slate of events as we always have. Team bronc riding, sanctioned by the Extreme Bronc Riding Association. Tie-down roping, bareback bronc riding. Our local events, the mutton busting, will be back. Saddle bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping. And our local calf scramble, one of the favorites, which we'll talk about the Calcutta in pretty soon. Barrel racing, we always have. It's sanctioned by the WPRA. And, of course, last but not least, the favorite, the bull riding. We also have a kiddie rodeo slated for Sunday, starting at 12 noon, and we do have the local signups coming up on Monday, April 30th. And that is for the kiddie rodeo and our local events, the mutton busting and the calf scramble. So mark your calendar for that. The events we have on the kiddie rodeo will be the Wrangler stick horse, the Wrangler boot race, and the Wrangler mini calf scramble, and there is age limits to that. The Wrangler stick horse is from 3 to 4, Wrangler boot race is 5 to 7, and the Wrangler calf scramble the 8 and 9 year olds. So it looks like we're all slated, and
yeah, another big show again this year.
Yep, hoping to put together a good show for you guys.
The kiddie rodeo, is that for kids that train for this type of thing?
Basically, I would say no. It's for anybody. Just trying to get interest in the young ones to come out and participate in the rodeo. It brings families together. It's Mother's Day weekend, and a lot of time you'll see grandmas and grandpas come to see the kids out there playing in the arena. So
you referenced the Calcutta, too, and I know you're one of the organizers who helps with that event, too. What exactly is the Calcutta? It takes place every year, the week before the roundup.
Yeah, it's actually the Thursday before the actual roundup. This year it'll be May 10th at 6 p.m. at the Posse Grounds. What it is the teams come, and they are paraded up and down the runway, and people, businessmen, moms and dads bid on their teams, and to create a competition that can be extremely profitable if they win, and it's a great income for our scholarship program.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about the Motherlode Roundup, the 2018 edition, coming up the weekend of May 12th and the 13th. Joined in studio by members of the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse. We're joined by the Captain Steve Oliveira, Rodeo Mentor Ty Wivel, Al O'Brien, the General Chairman, and Dan Dernal, who is the Rodeo General Chair. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. A programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be joined in studio by BJ Nelson with the Black Oak Casino Resort. He's going to get us up to speed and talk about the plans underway for a new concert series at the Westside property that will be kicking off Memorial Day weekend. Hear all about that, as well as other exciting things with the Black Oak Casino Resort. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our final segment with the Sheriff's Posse in just a minute.